I can't hear what you don't say. We belong together by Vampire Weekend. We heard intro, the opening track.
Legs McNeil, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The more advertising kids see, the more likely they are to smoke or vape. To learn more and find out how you can help, rvwtobaccofree.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan and Mary Udell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
In a few moments, special counsel Robert Mueller will deliver his first public remarks on his investigation.
It's happening! There he is! It's happening!
Hooray! He's gonna make the case for impeachment so we don't have to!
Why is it that the president won't defend our democracy from this foreign threat? What is the president covering up? And the report lays out 11 instances of possible obstruction of justice by the President of the United States.
Oh no, if Mueller read the Mueller report, I'm screwed!
At long last, here is Mr. Mueller.
I am speaking today to announce that our investigation is complete and to reveal to the American people that I am really hurt that only a few of you read my big report. I worked super hard on it. My wife said it was the best thing she ever read. Now let's get back to this historic crisis, which I've decided to punt to our broken head Congress.
We do believe that if we sufficiently, effectively, educate the public, then we will have done our jobs and we can move on an impeachment vote.
But it sounds like you think that the president will be impeached, or at least proceedings will begin in the House at some point, but just not right now.
Yes, exactly what I feel. I think we've already begun it.
The ball is now in your turd strewn court. I trust a room of 500 backstabbing trash bags of human sludge will come to a swift consensus.
My God, Chuck, will this affect the infrastructure bill?
Not if there's a God.
Now, I'm sure you expected that with the eyes of the nation upon me, I would, at the very least, summarize the president's wrongdoings. Too bad. I'm a coward. Anyway, I quit. Good luck with the whole Saving America thing.
Wait, so it's all on Pelosi?
Boo!
It's all on me? Boo!
I'm invincible!
Mueller wanted to make one final statement on the conclusions of his investigation, and on the question of obstruction, he was very clear about how Trump didn't not do the thing he said he didn't do.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Okay. But could you say something that you would say? Like something? Is it a riddle? I'll take the chicken across the river and leave the fox with the grain. The doctor was his mother. Mother Russia!
Robert Mueller made a statement which gave Trump something to get worked up about. He was up bright and early ranting and raving during... It was a Category 5 tweet storm today. During which he inadvertently made a bigly admission. He wrote, Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all you heard at the beginning of this witch hunt hoax. And now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected. So Russia did help you get elected. And I'm interested in this because he knows we're seeing his tweets, right? Is it possible all this time he thought he was texting with Eric? Because, and by the way, if you want everyone to stop talking about Russia, maybe don't start a tweet with Russia, Russia, Russia. I'm saying it three times like you're trying to summon Beetlejuice or something. So that was at about 8 a.m. Less than an hour later, he wanders out on the White House lawn to say Russia did not help him get elected.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Russia didn't help me at all. Russia, if anything, I think helped the other side.
Now, listen, so I know it's a little confusing. Let me break it down in terms we can all understand. Basically, Russia is Lori Loughlin. Trump is her daughter, and the election was a rowing scholarship to USC. You understand? And the president also fielded questions on the subject of impeachment, and that didn't make him happy either.
You think they're going to impeach you?
I don't see how. They can, because they're possibly allowed, although I can't imagine the courts allowing it. I've never gone into it. I never thought that would even be possible to be using that word. To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
That's right. And he knows dirty, filthy, disgusting words. In fact, he's on tape saying a lot of them on a bus. But Trump was in full supervillain mode this morning, insisting falsely that Robert Mueller found him innocent and screaming over the sound of a helicopter. It was like a scene out of Rambo First Blood 2.
No man, no law, no war can stop him.
So he said, essentially, you're innocent. I'm innocent of all charges. And you know the thing that nobody brings up? There was no crime. They're saying he's obstructing something and there was no crime. And nobody brings it up.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Also, someday you ought to read a thing called Article 2. Read Article 2, which gives the president powers that you wouldn't believe.
It gives him the power to smell Kentucky Fried Chicken from blocks away. Deep Article 2. He's, you know what? He tells a lot of lies, but the biggest lie of all may be claiming to have read Article 2 of the Constitution. That did not happen.
We're on dangerous ground right now because of our secrets and our lies. They're practically what define us. When the truth offends, we We lie and lie until we can no longer remember it is even there, but it is still there. Every lie we tell incurs a debt to the truth. Sooner or later, that debt is paid.
So Mueller is gone. He's gone. And now the Justice Department is completely in the hands of Attorney General and L.L. Beanbag William Barr.
I'd do anything for you, dear. Anything for you mean everything to me.
Barr has thrown the job of Attorney General out the window to be Trump's personal defender.
I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
When you came into this job, I mean, you had a good reputation on the right and on the left. Mm-hmm. You're now someone who is, you know, accused of protecting the president, enabling the president, lying to Congress.
I'm at the end of my career.
It's a reputation that you've worked your whole life on, though.
Yeah, but everyone dies.
Would you climb a hill?
Anything.
Wear a daffodil?
Anything.
Leave me all your will?
Anything.
Even fight my bill?
What fisticuffs?
Obviously, Don McGahn and Bill Barr have both defied your subpoenas. I see that there's going to be a vote on Tuesday for contempt, it appears, for both of those individuals. How do you see where things stand vis-a-vis the kind of obstruction of Congress that the executive has doubled down on?
Well, I think there's no question that all the members of the committee and all the members of the Democratic caucus believe that it's critical that we have the ability to get witnesses and get documents that we need to conduct our investigations. If we allow the executive branch to simply deny us witnesses or deny documents, the executive branch will be allowed to extinguish congressional oversight. That cannot happen. People cannot defy lawfully issued subpoenas. So we're really running on two tracks. We'll begin these hearings, a series of hearings before the Judiciary Committee. At the same time, we will move forward on contempt proceedings to compel the attendance of witnesses and the production of documents. That's what the vote will be next week. That will authorize a civil enforcement action.
I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything, yes, I'd do anything,
anything,
anything for you.
In 2017, the president repeatedly told aides such as Gary Cohn and Rob Porter and John Kelly to try to block the AT&T Time Warner merger. They didn't listen. His tweet today in which he suggested a boycott as part of a long campaign to punish a network whose coverage he hates. Am I wrong, or that in and of itself opens up the possibility of impeachment? Like, using the antitrust powers of the executive to punish bad coverage.
I do anything
for you, dear.
The guy tries to commit massive abuses of power and fails in doing so because so many people around him are like, just wait the guy out. You can't trust him.
I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Justin Amash is going after Bill Barr and the way, according to his tweets, this Republican congressman who has already set himself aside from his colleagues on the issue of the Mueller report, saying, after receiving the Mueller report, Barr wrote and released a letter on March 24th describing Barr's own decision not to indict the president for obstruction of justice. That letter selectively quotes and summarizes points in Mueller's report in misleading ways.
Would you rob the shop?
Anything.
Would you risk the drop?
Anything.
Do your eyes go pop?
Anything.
Oh, when you come down plop.
And everything we risk, I'm willing to keep you in the swing. Yes, we do. Anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Today, the White House again instructing former West Wing aides to give Democrats nothing, at least about their time working in the White House. Hope Hicks, the former communications director, and Annie Donaldson, the former chief of staff to White House counsel Don McGahn, faced morning subpoena deadlines to turn over documents connected to their time working for the administration. Both were witnesses in the special counsel investigation, and both key players in the special counsel laid out potential examples of obstructing justice by the president.
Donald Trump a racist?
Have you ever seen him say or do anything that you would describe as racist or bigoted?
So the answer is no, absolutely not. You can't not be a racist for 69 years, then run for president and be a racist.
He's right. You don't just become a racist at 69 years old. But Trump was 67 when he called all Mexicans murderers and rapists, 43 when he campaigned for death sentences for the Central Park Five, and a boyish 27 when the DOJ sued him and his father for racist housing policies. So no, someone who isn't racist for 69 years might not turn into a racist, but someone who's already been a racist for 69 years can really perfect it. Come on, baby, come on.
Was birtherism racist?
Look, I wasn't really involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Like I said, I wasn't involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Look, I know who the president is, and I have not seen anything in him that is racist. So again, I was not involved in that.
Did you wish he didn't do that?
Like I said, I was not involved in that. That was a long time ago.
Swan also asked Jared about his better half, Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, seen here still super getting away with that murder he did.
How many conversations have you had with Mohammed bin Salman about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Yeah, again, the discussions I have with, whether it's, you know, individual Palestinians or with world leaders or with other people, I keep those discussions to myself. Shut up!
What do you think Donald Trump will be known for in 50 or 100 years' time?
I think the first thing is changing the type of people who are in Washington. What this president did is he represented an outsider who came in, brought in a ton of people who never would have been in Washington before, who were not qualified by conventional standards.
Kushner would not say whether he would inform the FBI about future interference efforts by the Russians.
But would you call the FBI if it happened again?
I don't know. It's hard to do hypotheticals. The world is out there just trying to store. I've seen enough. I
don't want to see any more cover me. So much worse than Watergate. He's an unindicted co-conspirator in an illegal hush money scheme. The other guy's already in jail. Robert Mueller stood up last week and said if I could say he hadn't committed crimes, I would. There were 10 incidents of obstructive conduct that were investigated. All the evidence is in the Mueller report. Witnesses like Chris Christie and Corey Lewandowski don't have a leg to stand on if they're called before Congress. Come on. Has defied a subpoena. Annie Donaldson defied a subpoena. Bill Barr is going to be held in contempt of Congress, as is Don McGahn.
Travel!
expected to finally see the transcript of that phone call between Michael Flynn, when he's the incoming national security advisor during the transition, and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Flynn first got in trouble, you might remember, for lying to FBI agents about this very conversation. He pleaded guilty to lying about it. So everyone's always want to know, what the heck did they talk about? But despite the judge's direct order, we do not have that transcript. The government, the Department of Justice, is ignoring the judge, declining to release it.
President's also pushing back hard against reports that the White House instructed the Navy to hide the USS John McCain from his view when he was in Japan last weekend. Reportedly, the White House asked that the USS McCain, which is a warship, be hidden because it might upset President Baby Hands. And they even gave the sailors who wear the USS John McCain cap the day off. Now, Trump claims he didn't know anything about this, and I actually believe him for once. But that's the thing. Even his staff is so abundantly aware of the fact that he's insane, they had to move a warship named after an American hero and tell the sailors who work on it to hit the road because they were worried that if he saw it, the ship would hit the fan.
I have no idea if it happened or not. I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Over there, send the word over there, that the anchor.
The craziest story in the world tonight is in London, where the president of the United States today was performing the political equivalent of Looney Tunes. Trump started by saying he got out of going to Vietnam because, as he said, quote, nobody ever heard of the country. A claim that may be at the top of his all-time list, given the fact that when he grabbed his bone spur draft dodge in 1968, the Vietnam War was listed by the American people at the time as the country's number one problem in the Gallup poll.
You were not able to serve in Vietnam because of a bone spur condition in your feet. Do you wish you'd been able to serve? Would you like to have served your country?
Well, I was never a fan of that war, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a terrible war. I thought it was very far away. Nobody ever, you know, you're talking about Vietnam, and at that time, nobody ever heard of the country.
Today, would you like to serve generally, perhaps in another?
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I make up for it right now. I look, $700 billion I gave last year, and then this year, $716 billion. And I think I'm making up for it rapidly because we're rebuilding our military at a level that it's never seen before.
Mr. Trump will not stay overnight in Buckingham Palace. He will not ride in an open carriage, as other state visitors have done. And he will not be allowed to address Britain's parliament.
In an interview on Saturday with the British tabloid The Sun, Trump was asked about the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, and he said this.
She said she'd move to Canada if you got elected. Turned out she moved to Britain.
Well, that would be good. There are a lot of people moving here. So what can I say? No, I didn't know that she was nasty.
When the outrage started over there about what he said, Trump immediately tweeted a sincere and heartfelt lie.
I never called Meghan Markle nasty, made up by the fake news media, and they got caught cold. Will CNN, New York Times, and others apologize? Doubt it.
No, I didn't know that she was nasty.
The president praising the queen.
A great, great woman.
but possibly breaking royal protocol when appearing to touch her back as she stood up.
When he put his hand on the back of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, you just don't touch the Queen.
British protesters are taking to the streets to make Trump feel unwelcome in the UK.
As you hold talks with the current Prime Minister, the leader of Her Majesty's opposition has been addressing a protest rally against your visit in Trafalgar Square.
As far as the protests, I have to tell you, even coming over today, there were thousands of people cheering. And then I heard that there were protests. I said, where are the protests? I don't see any protests. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Trump is adorable, man. Come on. Huh? Because, like, he doesn't go with one excuse. He gives you all of them, and you can pick which one you like best. Huh?
He's like, the people were cheering. I see no protest. I saw a small protest, but it was a fake protest, and I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Do you agree with your ambassador that the entire economy needs to be on the table in a future trade talk, a trade deal, including the NHS?
I think we're going to have a great trade deal, yes. I think we're going to have a great and very comprehensive trade deal.
With the NHS. With the NHS.
I can't hear him.
What? It's the National Health Service. He says, should the National Health Service be on the table?
Look, I think everything with a trade deal is on the table. When you're dealing in trade, everything's on the table. So NHS or anything else, or a lot more than that. But everything will be on the table, absolutely.
Okay, obviously Trump has no clue what they're talking about. And he's doing a good job of hiding it. It's just like, look, everything's on the table. NHS, NHL, DTF, all on the table. It's all there, on the table.
There's no collusion, 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 no collusion. There's no collusion, 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 no obstruction. Whoa, whoa. A horror show. Whoa,
whoa. I don't think so.
Whoa, whoa. Mueller's probe, scum on top, and they had to be stopped. Whoa, whoa. A horror show. Whoa,
whoa. I don't think so.
Whoa, whoa. Mueller's probe, hey, it was for justice now with quotes. Call me the CIA or somebody.
Came from me. That could be a little dicey.
Everybody lives the den of thieves, but they were nasty.
No loyalty.
Clippers. Criminal acts.
Hold your back.
13 angry Democrats.
The media never covers that.
When I say enemy of the people, it's called flipping, and it ought to be illegal.
Crazy. Our president is crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Our president is crazy.
A total phony.
Crazy. Our president is crazy.
Separating the families.
Crazy. Our president is crazy.
It's not easy.
No, 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 no collusion.
Is no, 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 no collusion.
No, 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 no collusion.
Is no, no,
no, no obstruction.
No, 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 no,
no collusion.
Is no, 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 no collusion.
No, 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 no collusion.
Is no, no, no
obstruction.
I know all about flipping. Robert Mueller's got nothing. I know all about flipping.
I'm like a ship, just keep going.
The Pfizer report, go after Manafort.
I would like to talk.
Never show up to court.
I tweeted. There was nobody to collude with.
Flip on whoever the next highest one is. I didn't want to.
Fake news.
I didn't want to.
Fake news.
No collusion.
No collusion.
There is no collusion.
There was no obstruction. There was no collusion.
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 There was no collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion. No obstruction.
Methinks the right honourable lady doth screech too much.
Well, they're not calling them impeachment proceedings, but the House Judiciary Committee will hold the first in a series of hearings on what its announcement refers to as, quote, presidential obstruction and other crimes. House Judiciary is, of course, the committee responsible for starting the impeachment process, should they choose to do so. And at least half the Democratic members of that committee are now on the record calling for just that.
You think that the president will be impeached?
Yes, exactly what I feel. I think we've already begun it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Tune in on Friday, June 28th at 8 p.m. for the Colin Karaoke Show, featuring musical guest, You, hosted by me.